Blog Talk Radio.
This is our weekday edition, guys. Our, one would say, our Junkie Nation edition. Now let's meet the host, fighting out of the red corner, the Maple Leaf himself, the man who never has to say sorry about any of his calls to MMA Junkie Radio, Proteus.
Good afternoon,
Colin,
gentlemen.
Proadoss, dead time. And the man down south, fighting out of the blue corner, the infamous instigator, the funny man, the man who knows everyone and, guys, everyone, Joe from H-Town.
Good morning, fellas.
Follow him at JoeDaddy85 and me. I'm the DJ, but not in the PJs at this weekday hour, guys. I am DJ Tony. Follow me at DJ Tony Radio. Follow us at another MMA cast. Guys, this is our first weekday Junkie Nation edition. We're coming at you live and unedited from the mean streets of San Mateo, California. And if you guys know where San Mateo, California is, you'll know there aren't any mean streets in San Mateo, California. We're taking your calls, guys. 646-668-8160. 646-668-8160. Gentlemen, what's going on? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing? I'm in a little bit of recovery. My son's getting older, bigger. I'm having a lot of fun, I can be honest with you, man. 12 years after my daughter was born, having another kid, and man, I didn't think I could do it, but I'm actually having fun with this, guys. What about you guys? What are you guys up to?
Yeah,
I'm about
I had
195 right now. 6 feet,
good.
About 195. Is that what you asked what we're up to? Where's the rim shot? They didn't get that. Sorry, guys.
Where is the rim shot?
Yeah, there. We're hold on. We'll do the dice for it.
Oh!
All
go.
Right, go.
There it is.
Go ahead. What's going on, Proteus?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's frosty beverage time for Proteus up here in Canada.
Hey, guys, just to keep everyone in shot, you know, we don't have Danny from Automatic 253 shout out. So we don't have a call screener. So when I see the calls that are coming in, and we have 727, area code 727 coming in right now. When we see the calls that are coming in, guys, I'm just going to introduce you guys, area code 727 or whatever it may be, and I'll say, who are you and where are you calling from? And that way, you know, do your intro, because we definitely want to hear your intro. Guys, we have a call on hold, so we're going to go to that call in a bit. A few subjects for the show. Let's get into a few things that we're going to talk about. The main thing that I want to chat about, though, guys, that we didn't get a chance to, is, you know, when we came on the air last week, and just to give everyone sort of a little bit of glimpse of my day, our day on Sunday, is, you know, I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm here in the AMP studios around 7 or 7:30. So by the time we got up, well, the time I was up in on Sunday, I had not heard of the tragedy that occurred in Orlando. So when Marco brought it up, Marco from Waco, brother, I wasn't aware, but just to let you guys know that we want to send we'd like to offer our prayers and condolences to the families and those affected by that tragedy. We definitely didn't want to slight it. I just wasn't aware, so definitely want to bring that up, guys. Let's talk about one thing, guys, that I definitely want to bring up is did you guys hear the Joe Rogan, I don't want to say rant, but the Joe Rogan chat with he and, I guess, Ariel Helwani. Joe, did you get to hear any about that?
No, you know, once Ariel told me that it was false and, you know, totally not true, I didn't even bother. I mean, Joe likes to spit out stuff, just whatever he hears out the blue, and you know, he's ruined some announcements of himself. You know, way back when it was talked that Gina Carano was going to come back, and Gina Carano had sat down with Dana White talking about a comeback, he blew it on the air. So, you know, some of the stuff Joe says, I take it with a grain of salt, man. He might be his own instigator down there in Cali.
Proteus, I know that you have some thoughts on this.
Absolutely. I'm going to get up on my soapbox a bit because I did listen to this on the Joe Rogan pod, or the Joe Rogan Experience. And to be honest with you guys, it mattered in me. I was very angry. I almost skipped past that point. Here, okay, first of all, we understand that Joe Rogan is Dana White's friend, but don't comment. If you're going to give us propaganda, listen, I'm Dana White's friend. I'm not going to rock the boat in any way, and that's it. Just stop there. But he didn't stop there. He gave us a whole story about how what the company thinks that Ariel's job is, which is not his job. Ariel is a journalist, first and foremost. And what you said on your podcast was wrong. Completely wrong. And now I'll step off my soapbox, guys. Go ahead.
Hey, let's take our first caller, guys. We got a caller coming on. Area code 727. Coming at you. You're live. Area code 727. Where are you calling from, and can we get your name?
Fellas, this is the Clearwater Beach bad boy checking in to whatever this program is. How is everybody?
Oh, my God. I got to tell you one thing right now. We spoke about the it factor. There is no one that has the it factor more than the C to the triple B. What's going on, Clearwater?
Guys, I'm maintaining in this land of haters, and I know it may be too soon, but is there any coincidence between the nightclub shootings and the fact that Goes and Gorgeous George are nowhere to be found, guys? I know it was a gay club, but what are we talking about here, guys?
Well,
I was worried,
you know,
when I knew the show was canceled, fellas.
That's cold-blooded, Clearwater. Those are some huge accusations, Clearwater. You sure you want to go there?
Guys, I'm trying to maintain, you know, so much has gone on in mixed martial arts. We're hearing that possibly one of the greatest fighters in UFC or in mixed martial arts history might be coming to the UFC. Kimbo Slice, it needed a heart transplant a week and a half ago. Guys, let me tell you something. If Kimbo Slice needed a heart transplant and didn't tell anybody about it, Ken Shamrock's about 30 minutes away from blowing up wherever he's at in Reno, guys. I'm telling you that the landscape of MMA is so bizarre right now. Brock Lesnar's back. Something about Gina Carano. Guys, let me tell you something. I saw Gina probably about 3 months ago. The only way she's coming back is if she goes to Bellator and fights at the light heavyweight. She's easily 185 right now, guys. That's why she wears long pants and long sleeves in movies. She's at the light heavyweight weight class right now, guys. So a lot going on, and I'd like to touch on it here on your program.
Hey, Clearwater, I want your take on the Rogan versus Ariel. What's your take on that? Because you're always very lucid. What's your take on that?
Guys, I didn't hear exactly all what was said. I was actually on hold on this new program, which, by the way, I got to say is now leading the industry. But I've listened to some of Rogan's rants. I like to listen to Joe Rogan when he talks about aliens. I like to listen to Joe Rogan's breakdown of fight. You know, there's some things that Joe Rogan does that he's very good at. I'm actually more of a fan of other things that Joe Rogan does than of his comedy. He's not my type of guy. I'm not into the Andy Dick type comedy guys. But I will tell you this. Ariel Helwani has got his muscle flexed on him. And let me explain this. And I talk about this on other radio shows. And it's simple. The media in MMA is comprised of two types of people. People that are covering it because they're off of other sports, football season's over, college baseball's over, basketball's over, so the newspaper sent them down to cover the MMA event. Or You got a bunch of guys that are afraid to ask questions. They won't ask Ronda Rousey about her boyfriend or fiance beating up his ex-wife. They're afraid that they'll get banned. If bringing up Brock Lesnar coming to the UFC gets you banned, then imagine some of the poignant questions that can be answered about fighters' personal lives and off the out of the cage type stuff happening. They own you. It's a club, guys, and it's keeping mixed martial arts fighters, media personalities at bay where they can't ask the questions. Remember a few months back, there were some writings in the Las Vegas newspaper about a prominent UFC official that might be in trouble for having underage girls on his cell phone and all this kind of stuff, but nobody had the balls to point blank ask Dana White the question. So it's one of those things where it doesn't surprise me, and it shows that there is a line you are not allowed to cross in media, guys. Media is the fourth branch of government. It should not be censored, and I have an issue with that. Junkie is a great program, but when I brought up Ronda Rousey's mole on their show, they banned me for 2 weeks, guys. Give me a break.
Clearwater, I agree with you with this. I agree with the whole club aspect of what you're saying. It's ridiculous that if somebody breaks news and the UFC doesn't go, hey, you're out, man. You're out. Craziness.
Yeah,
it
but
is, guys,
I think Clearwater...
Disgusting.
I think Clearwater, part of the problem is I think these guys, because that's what they do for a living, they're afraid to have their media credentials pulled. And, you know, we know that Dana is I don't know if it's Dana or Lorenzo, but we do know that they're quick to pull that plug.
Guys, let's put this into perspective. It's a mainstream sport. Listen, I've been around these programs since the beginning. I went to college with Jacob Ortiz, as you guys know, is Tito Ortiz. Not sure where the Tito came from, but with Jacob, or as we called him in college, Bonk. He wrestled when I was playing football out west at a JUCO. But, guys, let's put this into perspective. Ariel Helwani, who I'm not a huge fan of, I'm not. He's passionate about what he does. He's got his own agenda. I think there's better media guys out there that don't get the run that he does, but he's been around and he's solid. But him getting thrown out for breaking the news about Brock Lesnar would be the same as a media journalist in the NFL getting thrown out if they announced that, let's say, Kobe Bryant wasn't going to play in the game, or that they were going to sign another player for they were going to sign Tim Tebow for the Broncos and they ban his media credentials. It shows that there's a line that you're not allowed to cross, and if they want to, now all the guys below Ariel, who's the most ballsy, are all gonna take us. That's why when you listen to a lot of these radio shows, they treat these fighters with kit gloves, and it's very, very dangerous when the media can't ask the kind of questions people want to hear about.
Yeah, Clearwater, I absolutely agree with you, man. You know, I've never agreed with you before in my life, but I totally agree with you, man. It's total shadiness, total gangster shenanigans in Vegas. And, you know, you can relate to Ariel. I mean, you've been banned just as much as he has, haven't you?
Guys, more so, but I'm a lot more entertaining. And I'm going to leave you with this because I'm sure your fans, the tens of dozens of people tuning in right now, would like to hear a solid 2 hours of the Clearwater Beach Bad Boy, which, by the way, I saw the tweezers and the Facebook. I'm not hard to get a hold of, guys. I got my own website. If you go to jimterryfootball.com, you'll see the Clearwater Beach Bad Boy on the ESPNs. His arena football career is alive and well. But, guys, let me leave you with this, and this kind of goes along with what your show is. And I promised on the tweezers and the Facebooks when the fans called me telling me to call this show for aesthetic reasons that I had a gift for your program, something that nobody will play, something that nobody has. I would like to send you the gift, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up as to what it was. Several weeks ago, Dan Severn went on a radio show. Now, the Clearwater Beach Bad Boy has a little bit of a hobby. Since I have so much money and can buy a lot of things, I don't need more cars, houses, or whores. So what I like to do is call these guys on these radio shows and give them a little bit of my mind. Well, guys, Dan Severn was on a radio show, and I punked his ass out so bad on a radio show that he hung up and cut the show short, and the show hung its program up. I have got that recording of a prank call to Dan Severn that's over 3.5 minutes where I blade the former champion in the UFC. I would like to get that to you so you can do what you feel with this bit of audio and possibly play it on your show, guys. Would you be interested in this sort of nugget?
Yes, we would.
Why not?
How do I get
yes,
this nugget
would.
To you on an email because I sent it to Goes and Gorgeous George, and the first thing they said is, what did you do? And we can't play that. You are way too mean to Dan Severn, guys. He gets blasted. Where can I send this nugget right now?
Clearwater, you can email us at anothermmapodcast@gmail.com. Anothermmapodcast@gmail.com.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T?
That's correct.
At what were we at?
No.
Yahoo? What is it?
No, Gmail. You can also email me directly, Clearwater, at dj@anothermmapodcast.com. DJ@anothermmapodcast.com.
These email addresses are giving me a fucking headache. Anothermmapodcast@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Slow it
yes,
down.
Sir.
You got to slow it down
guys,
for Clearwater.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna send this Dan Severn. I've got a million of it. I've gotten Joe Big Daddy Stevens. I've gotten Booker T. I've gotten a lot of them. But I'm going to send you the Dan Severn one. It's a little rough, guys, but it's 4 minutes of solid entertainment in which he taps out. God bless.
Take care. God bless.
God bless. Good call.
How about
good
that,
call.
Guys, as our
good
favorite
call.
Would say.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Love it.
Now, come on, guys. Does it get any better than the C to the triple B?
Man, I've never been,
maybe
no, never
Marco.
Been a fan. I've never been a fan of Clearwater, but I think he might have swerved me right there. I've been swervable these last few weeks.
Honestly, guys, it's an honor to have the C to the triple B. Really,
for sure.
I don't know who's responsible for that, but whomever it is, we got to give you the one and only from our favorite guy, guys, with our 3-second delay.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Attaboy. All right. Hey, guys, let's go. Until we get another caller, let's go ahead and continue to go on with what we wanted to go on. And the one thing that I definitely wanted to bring up with you guys, and that's and I think Proteus may have the best take on this, so I'm going to defer to Proteus first, but Lesnar coming back to the UFC, and most importantly, guys, to me right now, and like, you know, I think Proteus said it best, it doesn't make a difference. He can fight a refrigerator, but the refrigerator that he's going to fight is a guy that's going to knock him the hell out. But what's up with the 4 months rule being waived, guys? I know that Joe definitely has a good take on this, but Proteus, let's start with you. Lesnar being waived, but not for McGregor, huh?
Yeah, I got to, first of all, Tony, before I get into that, sorry, I have to eat on this. I didn't think the UFC would feed Brock Lesnar anybody relevant, and they definitely did. So I apologize to all of our fans for getting that intro. Yeah, but what you say, Tony, about this the 4 month policy being waived for Brock Lesnar? Yeah, I think that in the negotiations with Conor McGregor, when he said he was retired, I believe Dana White came out with a tweet that said, well, if you're retired, you better stay retired because your startup requires you to have 4 months suspension, right? So what happened with Brock Lesnar? So Conor McGregor needs to get the 4 months testing, who is their biggest star, mind you. Let me point out, Brock Lesnar, who used to be their biggest draw and probably will be again, let's be honest, he's going to get all of the wrestling fans salivating. But I just don't understand how it's one thing for one guy and another thing for another guy. Anybody make sense of this for me?
Well, come on, Proteus. You know that Dana White and Conor McGregor are in a real heated relationship. I mean, it's a love-hate thing, and they're going to throw mud at each other any way they can. So, he's just going to tell Conor what he doesn't want to hear in order to get him to sign that contract, So if that's what it took to get him to sign a contract, that's what he's going to do. I told you about these gangsters in Vegas. Come on, guys.
But
here's
the thing,
Joe,
guys. Go ahead, Proteus. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, sorry to run over you. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, Joe. But this is where we're at in the sport. We're at a head where these gangsters either need to get in line. Like Marco said on Sunday, it's becoming more corporate. This is why we haven't seen the king. This is why we haven't been seeing him, run all over himself with what he's saying. But you know what, guys? They're still managing to mess things up. And this whole Ariel Helwani situation, like I said on Sunday, is just showing us how these guys, it's time for these guys to be out. The Zuppa era needs to end.
Wow.
Here's the thing, though, guys. Do you guys see, and we're not going to get in too much into it because we don't really know much. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. We know that. But I don't see Lorenzo, unless he's going to buy, and I'm being dead serious, guys, unless he's buying an NFL team, I don't see them getting out completely. If you recall what Marco said, I think most people have said this, guys, is that Zuppa will probably sell anywhere from 10 to 40%, right? Does that sound about right? They'll maintain controlling interest. But unless – I think Proteus is right. Unless they sell the majority of it, they're still going to control everything in the way it's going. I don't think that's going to change. Joe?
Yeah, I don't think so either. And you know, Proteus is saying they got to do this, they got to do that. They don't got to do nothing, man. That, you know, they're not going to change, man. This is the way they run business. They've kicked people out before. You know, you see Burt Watson, the great friend of the show, Burt Watson,
yep,
got kicked out. The great Stitch Duran, legendary Stitch Duran, got kicked to the curb. And they don't care, man. They do not care. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about loyalty. That's just, you know, there's none in that company, man. It's hard to see, you know, being a fan of this sport, being a fan of that company for so long, and to see
right.
the way that they treat people, it's just, I'm kind of tired of it.
Hey guys, let's go back into the Lesnar thing. Go ahead, Proteus.
Yeah, sorry guys, there's a little bit of lag on my side. I apologize for that, but I agree with what you're. I agree with what you're saying, but I think if they want to grow and if they want to be a contender, and this is what I was thinking already, is that these guys don't care about the sport. What they're doing right now is they're trying to make as much money as they can before they get out. Honestly, I believe that they're going to get out. It's a perfect time for them to get out because with the All-E Act coming up, and I know, Tony, we're going to talk about this in the future and on the show. So all the things that are happening right now in the sport, it's a perfect time for them to get out.
Hey, guys, we got a call coming in to the 727 we go. Well, I guess we
lost
the caller. We took too long to jump on that, guys. Let's go a little into the Lesnar thing, guys. Lesnar versus Hunt. Let's go into Mark Hunt, because I think it's a really – first off, I think it's – there's a lot of matchups I don't like recently in terms of top contender going into the top contender. I'll give you an example, the Garbrandt versus Almeida. I didn't really like that because I think that's killing two people, and we'll get into the UFC Fight Night 89 in a little bit, and I don't like the Thompson versus McDonald fight. But Mark Hunt, I don't know what they're trying to do with Lesnar, guys. Clearly, he's going to get a big paycheck. So I guess with a big paycheck comes a lot of responsibilities. But Lesnar versus Mark Hunt, guys, just looking at Mark Hunt's history, right? The UFC going to him and basically after they bought Pride, guys, and kind of wanting to buy him out and just get rid of him. To what he's become now, guys, where he's fighting co-main event at UFC 200. Joe, what say you?
Well, first of all, before I get to that, I want to know how long that caller held, Tony. How long did that caller hold on?
About a minute and a half, guys.
You got to get to that caller, Tony.
Oh, we were in.
All right. All right, where are we at? We're talking about Mark Hunt. Yeah, man, it's a crazy story. And I got to think that the WWE had a little bit of control on who he was going to fight. And I got to think Vince McMahon had to be involved in some kind of way. Now, maybe Vince saw that Mark Hunt had a 12-10 record and said, hey, that's a bum. Okay, that'll be acceptable. We'll let you fight him, and you come back to us a month later for our pay-per-view. I think they made a mistake. I really do think that Vince had a hand in this. And they made a little bit of a mistake because Mark Hunt can knock anybody's head off.
Yeah, Tony, just to touch on the backstory of Mark Hunt, it's incredible his fortunes have changed. You know, from want them, the UFC wanting to buy him out to where he is today. I mean, if you look at his last fight, he has looked like a completely different fighter. And that's scary. If that guy at his age can be better than he was before and be committed to learning the MMA, I mean, he's unstoppable. And that's exactly going into what you said. I think it's a huge mistake by the WWE. Huge. I think Lesnar's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt bad. And that ruined their, SummerSlam?
Yep.
Is it SummerSlam? Yeah. It's going to ruin all their plans for SummerSlam. Like I said on Sunday, though, if he can manage to just take Mark Hunt down, sit on him and pound him out, then we're talking about a different story.
You know, here's the thing, guys. I don't understand. Do you think this is sort of a little bit of payback for Lesnar not signing? And I'm being serious, guys, for not re-upping with UFC. Or do you think this is basically, hey, you're going to get paid, what's the rumor, $3 to $4 million for this fight? So you're going to have to take a good fighter, a good combatant? Or do you think this is one of those things like, hey, let's just make a splash. Someone's got to go down, and someone will go down, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be Hunt. Joe, do you see any chance, and you're a wrestling buff, do you see any chance at all that after taking, a four-year hiatus, that Lesnar has any shot at all of beating Hunt?
Yeah, well, I feel like we've talked about this before, Tony, but I really do, you know, No, what you were saying before, as far as the and what were you saying before about the WWE and I can't remember. Obviously, he's got a chance, man. He's got the big takedown, like I've said before, Tony. And I think the thing that got revealed yesterday was Mark Hunt hasn't been training, guys. He's in Las Vegas right now, kind of not even training. He's taking a couple of days to get acclimated to the time zone, and he really hasn't even trained. I don't know if you guys heard that yesterday. He's not training either. So I think Brock has got one up on him. He's been training for a few months. And Mark Hunt is kind of like, he kind of has attitude like, hey, I'm going to steamroll this guy. I don't even have to train. So let's see what happens, man. That's going to be a factor.
Well, let's talk about something that we didn't get a chance to talk about. And we have the perfect representative, guys, the Maple Leaf himself. Lesnar, a Minnesota American, I guess he has his farm in Canada. Repping Canada with his Reebok kit, guys? What's going on with that, Proteus?
Yeah, I think that he's actually living in Canada now, which is kind of crazy of what he said about our healthcare when he had the diverticulitis, which is fine, though. I mean, if he wants to put on the Canadian flag all over his body, I'm okay with that. That's just more national pride for me.
Yeah, I'm not sure I care for that at all. I mean, Joe, as an American living in the South, what do you think of someone from Minnesota repping Canada? Do you think he's trying to buy fans? Or I guess I don't get that, guys, at all. Or is it because they're not fighting? Where are they fighting? In Nevada?
Yeah, they're fighting in Nevada. But if he's actually living in Canada now and as a Canadian citizen and he's no longer – or he has a dual passport, come on, Tony. Come on. Don't be racist.
Well, I guess I just don't see that at all, guys. You know, Lesnar has been, for me, that sort of that Midwest type of guy. So that's it'll be interesting to see what the reaction will be like. And to be honest, guys, now that they've been showing a lot of these videos of Lesnar and his fights, and I think I've seen three or four of them, you know, he wasn't that impressive to begin with. What did he end his career in at the time? 4-3, I think, right? But, and we know he doesn't like to get hit, but wasn't he, using wrestling terminology, wasn't he a heel, Joe? I don't even recall him being a fan favorite.
I mean, he is a big fan favorite. You know, he gets a big pop when he comes. And the thing about Brock is that he doesn't appear on every show. He doesn't appear every week. So it's kind of the special attraction when he comes out. And as far as the Canadian thing, you know, it's crazy. I don't know if you guys heard, but he had mentioned some derogatory things to the United States or to Canada, I believe, about the healthcare system and how he was treated up there when he had that diverticulitis, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Where were you when I just mentioned that? Come on, Joe.
Oh, man. Did you mention that? Oh, man, I was on the phone with this chick, man. My bad, man. The way he flipped, you know, it's kind of crazy. To me, the first thing that came to my mind was maybe Reebok messed up again.
I think Reebok has had too many errors already.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is?
Reebok
the man. Go ahead, Proteus.
No, I'm just saying, I wouldn't put it past Reebok messed up.
You guys don't think that Reebok has taken some sort of unnecessary shots? And I'll tell you why. Because take away the price tag, and Reebok obviously isn't what it used to be. And keep in mind, Adidas, who owns Reebok, has been double dipping in the combat world, right? Because they're repping other stuff with RFA and some of the other entities where they have all the Adidas combat stuff. So they're dipping in on both sides. But here's the thing about Reebok. The product isn't bad. I don't think they've done enough in terms of really pushing, you know, their logo in the right. I don't think the kits are the right way to go, guys. I think they need to make it a lot more generalized, whether it's the tees, whether it's the shoes that just say Reebok. I think they really missed out on that, guys. But I don't think Reebok has done a really bad job. I think the price points haven't been very good. Let's take a next call into the area code 480. Area code 480. Caller, you're on.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, Joe? Jeff in
What's
Arizona.
Up? What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, man? Hey, I was trying to get back to the office, but I didn't have to talk on my Bluetooth headphones because they don't really sound too good a lot of the time, especially in this bumpy truck that I'm driving in. And what's up, DJ Tony and Todius? I've never spoken to you guys before. I've heard you guys a couple of times. Yeah. I haven't called into the show in a long time, but I met Joe for the first time back at the gathering in 2014. That's my dude.
Jeff, welcome on the show, man. It's a pleasure having you.
Well, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I like the premise of the show, you know, because when I heard that Joe was going to be starting up this podcast with you guys, I thought that was a great idea because, you know, for as much as I love MMA, I think what's kind of drawn me to this group of people a whole lot more is Junkie Nation. So I would say I am more of a MMA junkie hardcore than an MMA hardcore, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely,
I think,
man.
We're all... Go ahead, Joe.
You know, I'm getting sick and tired of Tony stepping on everybody's toes. Is anybody else tired of that? I'm getting tired of this. I'm about to hang up on this guy. But yeah, man, you know, Jeff is from the Santan Valley. He's a longtime caller, and you know, I really pretty like Jeff. You know, we had a good time at the gathering last year or 2 years ago, whatever it was. And yeah, man, I hear you, man. You know, not everybody can keep the pulse on everything MMA, and you know, I respect that you're an MMA junkie, and you focus on the MMA junkie stuff. And Jeff, you know, tell us what you give us a topic, man. What do you want to talk about here, man?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you guys have talked about so far, but, you know, I've kind of been off the grid for a little bit, and I've been following the tough show, Ultimate Fighter Show, with Luana and Claudia. And, man, I mean, I don't know if it's the way they edit the show or what, but I used to really love Joanna, but, man, she seemed kind of petty to me. I'm sorry, she's starting to look like the heel, you know, to kind of use a wrestling reference. She's starting to seem like a little bit of a heel. I was wondering if anyone else was kind of turning on Joanna based on how she's portrayed in the show.
Yeah, Proteus, go ahead, man. Is Proteus still here?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm here. I agree with you, but I think she sent out a tweet that said that she was not being portrayed. But, I mean, she is down. Isn't she still getting skunked, Jeff? Isn't she down? She doesn't have any wins yet. So, like,
anyone that doesn't want to hear, you know, she finally got her first win last episode.
Ah, I see. Well, that's okay. I mean, but still, not having any wins, right? And Claudia being in her face, and they really don't like each other.
Claudia seemed to be taking the high road, and I think that was kind of getting under Joanna's skin, being that she wasn't falling into it.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jeff. I think part of it has been, I think Claudia, what we've seen, I didn't know Claudia was as nice and as involved, right? I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a Claudia as a coach that really seems to care about her team, really gets involved, whether it's the barbecues and all that stuff. It's a lot different from, I think, Joanna. Mind you, Jeff, do you think part of it could be a little bit of a language issue as well? I mean, she's not coming off well at all. She's coming off pretty callous and kind of, for lack of better terminology, mean. But do you think part of it could be that there is a language issue as well?
Well, Dee Dee, Tony, let me tell you something. When she goes in the locker room after someone gets beat and said that you guys train like a bunch of pussies, I don't think there's anything that needs to be left for interpretation right there.
Well, yeah, you might be right. You might be right. Hey, just out of curiosity, while we have you on the air, Jeff, Kaja or Joanna when they fight?
Dude, I was in Phoenix when they fought for the first time. It was my first UFC event ever. Had a great time. And, you know, a lot of people say Claudia actually, you know, won that one. I mean, I think, you know, normally I would say Joanna, but I think Claudia has a better, you know, better chance this time around. And I wouldn't be totally surprised if all things being equal, provided that there's no injuries on either side, I think Claudia can actually do it.
Well, Jeff, man, it's awesome to hear from you, man. It's awesome to hear from you. You know, don't be a stranger. You know, we've got a couple of callers on hold. You want to get to them, man. But I appreciate you calling and showing the support. And I guess you didn't hear our last episode because I said I stopped watching Tough. So you need to get to me.
Well, no, I heard you say you stop watching Tough. You stop watching Fight Pass. You blah, blah, blah. I know. Whatever.
Oh, this is a oh. Let's do the drop for Jeff. Go ahead. There you go. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Man, thanks for having me on. I will definitely call back again.
Jeff, you're the
awesome, man.
Thanks for
brother.
Being on.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
God bless. Cheers. Go. I think we have Dean in Georgia.
Yeah.
Dean,
gentlemen,
is that
what's going
you?
On? What's going on, gentlemen?
Dean from Georgia. What's going on?
Hey, Tony, anyone ever tell you sound like Dan Stuck?
You know, really? No one. I think it was Russ from Boston that said he thought I sounded a little bit like Mauro Ranallo, but I have not heard the Dan Stuck.
Nah.
Not at all.
Kind of sound like Dan Stuck. Kind of sound like Dan Stuck to me. I never noticed when I listened to your phone calls, but ever since this, I don't know, maybe because you're on longer. I don't know. What's going on, fellas? You know?
What's
I'm enjoying,
hey,
I'm enjoying
going
the
on,
Amp Radio podcast. I'm really enjoying it. I commend you guys immensely, you know, for doing this and kind of like expanding the whole Junkie Nation, you know, so. Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to have Dean on this week, but we bumped his ass for Josh in Ontario. We prefer Josh. We prefer to hear from Josh because he's going to be at the show. So sorry for bumping you, Dean. We'll get you on probably in a couple of weeks.
That's not true, Dean. He's just our man on the streets.
Yeah, no. I think I'm scheduling a couple of weeks, but that's fine, you know. I figure it's something from, like, Joe, and Joe's always late on everything. So I'm like, I kind of
hang on, Dean.
It.
Hang on, Dean. I got to give you the drop on that one. Hang on. I got to give you the drop.
Oh!
Hey, can we make Dean laugh? Can we make Dean laugh some kind of way? Because he's got one of the best laughs in Junkie Nation. Can we make that happen?
Let's do it.
Are you going to deliver a package on time?
Oh, hold on. I got to do it again.
There it is. Oh. There's his laugh.
That's my cackle.
Dean, what do you want to talk about? Dean, give us a topic here.
I was kind of concurring with a little bit of what Jeff's saying, but, you know, I think I wanted to say that, yeah, Joanne is kind of being the bad light, but, like, I think you have to kind of put Claudia as, like, one of the best coaches. Like, her, the way she's treating her team, it's almost
she's
like...
Yeah, solid.
I kind of put her up there with, you know, I thought Chael was kind of one of those ones that had went into the show with always kind of like the bad heel, and I thought Chael's time as a coach was... And one other guy that I did not expect, like with Claudia, I thought that there was going to be a language barrier and stuff, and I thought she's done a remarkable job. Another one that surprised me was Jason Miller. Like, his whole antics outside of the cage is another story, but when he was there as a coach, I thought he's been one of the best, easily top five coaches that they've had. If you think, like, his duration just on his time on his show and how he treated his team. So,
Dean, let's talk about a little bit. Let's shift gears to the show that's happening this weekend. Oh, I know that you'd like to dip your hands in into many different holes and gamble a little bit. So, what do you think about the main event, brother?
Main event. I'm on the Thompson train. I think Thompson. I think his striking will, although for Haas will probably have developed some kind of like nice strategic plan against them, but I just think his striking is on another level, and just the beat in that Rory took, you know, it's kind of like one of those ones, do you ever like come on a positive side of that? He just, you know, his whole face got demolished. His layoff has been a significant amount of time. I don't know if a person could overcome that type of head trauma and beating that he took, you know, that he took from Robbie Lawler, and he hasn't returned since then. Who's to say if he's going to be the same Rory that he was going into the fight, and no one knows. And I just think, although I was surprised to see, I always thought Thompson was a big welterweight, and Rory just looks huge compared to him. But I think Thompson will have the speed advantage. His wrestling's improved significantly since he's been training with Chris Weidman. Since Chris Weidman's first match with Anderson Silva, he's been with Chris Weidman camp, and I think it's going to be a huge advantage for him. I like Thompson, and then I like Cerrone. I think Cerrone by a decision. Hey. Although Cody's a crafty veteran, I like Cerrone too.
Hey, Dean, don't you think, though, that this is a pretty bad matchup for Thompson? And I'll tell you why. Because if they're really trying to push Wonderboy, I don't think he wants to be in the ring with McDonald, a guy that's basically, and like you said, assuming that Robbie didn't take his soul away, don't you think it's a little dangerous for Thompson to be getting this? And haven't they trained together before? I think they know each other. I don't see this as a good matchup for Wonderboy. Dean?
That's a good assessment. I agree. I mean, there's some points to take away from that. But, you know, who thought that Johnny Hendricks was a good matchup for him? You know, everyone thought that Johnny Ray Hendricks was going to come in, you know, ground him, and probably grind out a decision. He stuffed the first takedown, and he just pieced him apart.
Yeah, Dean, I got a question for you, man. I got a question for you, Dean. When are you going to take over with the picks contest, man? I'm getting sick and tired of not having my results posted, man.
Dude, I have, like, I have my full-time job, and I teach with four universities. I'm beyond busy. I did it for a year and a half. I'm good.
All right, man. Well, shit, we got another call.
Man, I got
home,
people
man.
Like you. I have to call and message you every day because you're late on every one.
All right, that's enough busting
my
balls.
The only time he... Look it, Proteus and Tony, I'm telling you, the only time Joe kept track is when he knew he was on the top of the rankings. The moment he starts losing, he's like, whatever. But
that sounds about right.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Run
5-0 on an event. If this was and he didn't lose one, he's like, where's the results? Where's the results? Because he wants to show it in everyone's face that he's like crushing.
All right, I'm sticking to you, Dean. Now let's go to the next caller.
I love you, Joe.
Bye,
Dean.
Appreciate it, Dean. We'll see you.
All right, Dean.
All right,
hey,
take care. I look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
All
Thanks, bro.
All right, guys. God
Bye,
bless, Dean. How about that, guys? Dean, and now, let's just say it right now, coming at you from live, from Chicago. How?
Coming at you. What's up, brothers?
Hal, I got to hear.
What up?
Hal, I got to hear some hoist.
Oh, man. Everything going crazy, man. Everybody shooting up the place, man. Everybody going to bars where they don't like who dancing with who. They're wearing bright shirts. Man, everybody needs jiu-jitsu. If we learn the gentle art, all our problems will be over, man. But don't ban the guns, man. Ban the assholes. That's what I say, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect.
Hal, what's going on, brother?
Listen, man, I train hard. I eat fruits and berries. I feel good, man. I want to get in the ring, and I'm going to fight James Thompson for the memory of Kimbo Slice. I'm going to go and choke him out and rip that ear off once again, man.
Ouch.
Do you think that's appropriate, Hoist? I mean, because, you know, I mean, Kimbo just passed, man. Do you think that's appropriate, man? Too soon, you know?
Kimbo Slice is a good man. He make good barbecues. He a family man. He fight hard, and he got a great beard. So I got much respect. I got a lot of respect for him and his family, and I want to honor him by fighting James Thompson. He got a big neck, and I'm going to wrap my gear around it, man. So let's do it, man.
Hoist,
okay,
it's a pleasure.
I got to make I gotta make a protein shake. I give you hell. What's up, guys?
Hey, welcome back to the show. Wow.
The lousiest transition ever, because obviously, I would have had to start the call off with Hoist. But hey, let me ask you guys a question. You guys are pioneers in MMA here. You're, that definitely the first MMA podcast about another podcast, number one. And number two, you're probably the first group of guys that did a podcast without even knowing what the other person looks like. Am I correct in that?
That is incorrect.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw pictures on Facebook of Tony of the back of his head, so that's incorrect.
Okay. All right.
That's not true,
yeah,
by
think,
the way.
Yeah,
I sent him a few photos, and I know what all of them look like. We all know what Joe from H-Town looks like. He's the only guy that knows everyone. I'm blessed to know how, and that's all I know.
Hey, you don't know me. You don't know what I've done. No, that's a trivia question. Who said that? Who said that? You don't know me. You don't know what I've done. Let's test your junkie trivia.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You got me.
You don't know me, son. You don't know what I've done. There's your clue. Who is that?
Who's got
no,
it? I don't.
Did you come on this show to talk trivia, junkie? That we weren't prepared for this, Hal.
All right. Well, that's why you guys got to have some of the older junkies to call in. That's Sam All Jam.
Sam All Jam more than me, man. Sam All Jam is the man.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious. Kind of like a early, I don't know, I guess it was Junkie Radio, and he called in and they asked him if he thought he could beat Uriah Faber in a street fight. And Sam, without hesitation, said absolutely, because a street fight is different. And he could use garbage cans and knives and rocks and basketballs
yeah.
or whatever it is that he uses in the street. And he could take out Uriah Faber in a street fight. One of the funniest calls ever. So he was quoted as saying, "You don't know me. You don't know what I've done." So that's it, man. You know, like when anybody's making fun of you or trying to say that you can't do this or that, you know, Joe probably, you know, wouldn't be very good in a street fight or something like that. You just tell them, "You don't know me. You don't know what I've done." That's the ode to the great Sam All Jam, one of the many DJs of Joe's Radio. We have four now. And they're all Tony. Are you Latino, Tony, or are you Italian?
I'm actually, interestingly enough, so I am Portuguese on my father's side from Portugal, and on my mother's side, I'm a Mexican Jew. So So I'm a Mexi-Jew on my mother's side.
Okay. All right. So you got a little
I'm not surprised stuff.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I messed up our drop. Let's do this one more time, Hal. I messed up our drop. So I am a Mexi-Jew on my mother's side, Hal.
Hey, I'm gotcha. Not surprised, motherfuckers.
All right, there we go.
Perfect.
That might be my favorite drop of all time. That might be my favorite of all time
is.
Right there.
It's
Hal.
One of the things I'm... Yeah.
Let's talk a little. But Proteus has a question for you, but let's talk a little bit about this. McDonald Thompson, who'd you got?
I got Horry, man. Horry the best. You know, it's not too long ago. it wasn't too long ago that people were dubbing Rory as the next GSP, right? He was the GSP protege. He's coming out of TriStar. You know, he looked kind of like, a Clark Kent, you know, Metro Clark Kent. He had the skinny ties. He had no emotion. I was so emotion. Rory's no emotion. And that guy was just, he has all the tools to be a champion. He just so happened to run into the Ruthless One. And there's really no shame. That guy, I mean, he took more of a beating, you know, than in studio guests when Clearwater calls in. I mean, the guy ran through a hurricane of violence, and it took him, you know, 23, 24 minutes or whatever for John McCarth to finally step in and rescue him from probably death. You know what I mean? So I don't fault him too much for that, and I think that he's the kind of kid, you know, there's nothing like youth. Who's going to come back? And, you know, he probably went and, as Joey Diaz would say, he probably went and tied somebody up and, tortured a couple people. And now he's back and he's got that killer instinct again. And he's going to show Stephen Thompson where he stands in the pecking order. You know, Steve Thompson, he ran into Johnny Hendricks, who was probably on too strict of a diet. I think he needed more gluten or dairy or something.
Yep.
He just froze, and it was uncharacteristic performance. So I think Rory hasn't beat anywhere. He can dictate the pace, and I think at some point he's going to go for takedowns and implement his game plan and take Steven out of his game plan. But awesome fight. I mean, you know, but I got to go with Rory there.
I agree with you. Nobody is better at being the Canadian psycho than Rory.
Oh, wow. Surprise. The Canadian goes for the Canadian. Big, you don't have to drop the surprise, motherfucker. There, we know that he was going for him, right? So go on for you.
So, Hal.
Yeah.
We were Brock Lesnar running the Canadian flag a little bit earlier on in the show, and DJ there, DJ Tony, was a little bit racist. He's got a problem with the Kitchen's team. How about you?
Did we lose Hal?
Hal?
I'll be going underwater. You know this, man. If you've ever talked to Hal on the phone, he goes underwater sometimes. So he likes to swim. He's always got his floaties on. So, you know, if you've ever talked to Hal on the phone, he does go underwater. So, you know, we he's gone.
It's true.
He's gone. He'll come back.
All right,
bring on
the next one.
Darn, we lost Hal.
No.
Hal, are you still there?
I know, I'm sad.
Darn it, we lost Hal.
You blew him off with that racism stuff. Come on, man. You kind of turned him off. He didn't like that.
Hold on. Hal's back.
Okay.
Oh,
coming
right
at
you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Back from the water.
I don't want to be in any racist talk, but we'll repeat your question. What was it again? What did Tony say?
Yeah, Tony had a big problem with Brock Lesnar sporting the Canadian Reebok fight kit. How about yourself?
I got a problem with Brock just being a kind of a jerk. I hear that he's so I mean, if he wants to rep somebody else besides the United States, that's fine with me, man. Mark Hunt is gonna send that fool back to his fake wrestling where he belongs. All right, this is MMA. This is MMA. People get punched in the face, and that guy turtles up and hides you know, faster than Russ from Boston after getting shit on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. Hold on a second.
Whoa. Shots fired. Kaboom.
But you know what, man? Since you brought up Russ. I asked Russ the other day, who pulls out more, him or Jose Aldo?
Let's just hope Russ pulls out in general. You know what I mean?
He was supposed to be at UFC 199 with you guys. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if the deal isn't there, if the deal isn't right, he's not gonna pull the trigger. So who knows? Maybe he realized that one of his coupons had expired. Benny's, and that was a deal breaker right there. So I mean, who knows what it is, but Russ is all right. He's gonna come to Chicago. I know he's not pulling out of that because this is the great town, my kind of town, and it's gonna be a good time. There's actually a record number of junkies coming out to Chicago this July for UFC on Fox, and it's gonna be a good time. And some new junkies I haven't met. East Coast Reverend Cupcake Katie, Todd Skids. And Russ Roman, who's kind of from Boston. I don't even know if they claim him really, but he's from Massachusetts. So East Coast is going to be in effect in Chicago. So come on down, boys.
You got Katie to come out.
All right.
Oh yeah, Katie. Okay, what? The Proteus just gave me an right then. Is that what I heard?
All right. Proteus is on that 3 second delay.
Yeah, man,
I'm
sorry.
Hey, Proteus, go ahead.
You went into McDonald Thompson. Let's talk Cerrone Cote, because I think that's one of those that I think it's tougher than I think most people are Cerrone fans, just like I am. But I'm telling you that Cote's making a late surgence. Who's the favorite there, Hal, and who? Who'd you got?
Well, gun to the head, I'm going to pick the Cowboy, but this is a dangerous fight. I'm not, Cote, just based on his size and durability, he can present a challenge. The guy's never really been finished. I don't think he's ever been knocked out. Just that one where his knee blew out against Anderson, which was horrible. I was actually live for that fight and paid good money to see that terrible card, UFC 99. But you know, Cote's a durable guy. He's pretty solid technically. He's been so motion at 170. It's going to be a competitive fight, but I see Cerrone just doing a little more, being a little more accurate with his strikes, and getting the decision. But I think Cote will have his moments. It's one of those guys that the old vets, man. I mean. It's the kind of guy that can give Cerrone problems because he's not going to be bullied. He's not going to back down. He's going to come forward. And that's pretty much how you beat Cowboy is you have to attack incessantly and move forward with a – he's got a high guard. He's got pretty solid defense. He'll mix up the leg kicks, and they're going to kickbox. And I think it'll be a tactical match.
Hey, Hal, man, I just got a message from Jason Lack, Jason Jalak in Cali, man. You want to know what it says?
Ask my question. I don't know.
He says, are you ready to get shitty in Chicago? I guess he's coming to Chicago also, man.
Am I ready to get what?
He says, are you ready to get shitty? That's what he says, man. It's his words.
Am I ready? Well, it will be July, and sometimes you get that mud bud. You thought you wiped real good, and then, you know, that 100-degree heat hits you, and I guess you might have to get a little shitty feeling in your... in your drawers, but no, yes, I am ready to get shitty, whatever that means. Lackey, I'm down, brother. You're my guest, and whatever that means.
And that Chicago was UFC 90, is that correct? Not 99, right?
Oh, okay, right, of course. Thanks for the correction. How long did it take you to Google that?
No, I didn't Google it, sir. I didn't. I only have Twitter on my thing right here.
Okay. So, hey, Joe, this is my question. Do you feel like this could be your opportunity to finally be that fan turned celebrity? I got a suspicion that subconsciously.
Of course he does.
Yeah. That's what this is about, right? This is Joe wants to be the next CD. Do you guys listen to MMA Roasted?
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay, there's a guy on there with CB. He's like kind of like a co-host, and he prides himself on being a grapher, the guys that go out and seek autographs. And he labels up a grapher, and he just loves kind of being in the mix and goes to all the events and loves to know fighters and take pictures and all that stuff. And, you know, Joe's that guy. He's doing the rounds, and I wonder if he hopes that – I wonder if you hope that this could, you know, take you to the next level as fan turns MMA celebrity, huh, Joe?
Well, I got to tell you, I know you're not aware of this, Hal, but I'm already there, Hal. I don't know if you've ever been to these events to see the people I talk to see people I have beers with, Hal. I'm already there, man. And I was CB before CB. CB is a poser, man. I don't really know CB, but I've never seen him at an event. I've never seen him in Vegas. He's a poser. I don't know what to tell you, Hal.
Worthy.
I'm already a celebrity, man. We're just gonna raise my celebrity here, man. That's all.
I got you.
All right. Sorry, Proteus. Go ahead, Proteus. What do you got for Hal?
Listen,
Proteus.
Hal. Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me? Is this thing
there
on?
We go. You're on.
Proteus is like two minutes behind. Go ahead, Proteus.
Yeah. So, Hal, you brought up some good points about Cowboy. And I don't know if you saw the article on Junkie today from Mike Bond report. One of the only fighters to have 31 fights between the two organizations, between the WEC that's kind of crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, wrap your head around that for a second, to quote Proteus.
Exactly.
That's the thing. When you got two guys in there that have seen it all, I mean, you really can. I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's like a 3-1 favorite or what. I think he's like a -170, which isn't too bad. But when you got guys with that much experience in there, then I think that it becomes more even of a fight no matter what, because they just have it's very hard to trick each other. So it's just kind of like who's going to make one little mistake could be the difference in whether he gets the 10-9 that round. And so that's why I think that Cote is live, you know, but I mean, you know, Cerrone's just faster, he's better everywhere. He can threaten on the ground. If Cote gets tagged and goes for takedowns, I mean, Cerrone can threaten on the ground, not so much for Cote. You know, it's gonna be a great fight, man. I'm definitely looking forward to this.
It is going to be a great fight, you're right.
So, Proteus, before I go, I'll leave you with this. do you still teach kindergarten?
Yeah, no, I'm doing it, and it's still not a tumor.
Right. I want to know if you know, like in Canada, you guys are so well adjusted and such nice people. What's the secret, man? What are you doing in that classroom and teaching those young children that you feel we here? Because I really have all jokes aside, I have a huge respect for educators. I think it's crap that they get treated the way they do and grossly underpaid.
True.
But what are some things that you guys are doing up there, you think, and, you know, that is making it for kind of a relatively chill society and chill people, man?
Good question.
Well, we all pretty much like to smoke pot. That helps. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's safe, you know, and being far away from you guys.
Oh, wait a second. Do we need to drop on that one, guys?
No, we don't need it.
Hey, wait a minute. Because you know what? Donald Trump is about to be your president.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm moving to Canada.
All right.
No, we don't want to move here.
Are you in Ottawa? I don't know if you're man. Sorry. And, I skipped that class. But where is Ottawa in relation to where you are?
Ottawa is about six and a half hours, maybe eight if I stop couple of times. Canada is a big country, and Ontario is also a large province. It's like, I think it's about half the size of Texas. So.
Hey, Hal.
Good junkies. Beaver Rob is going to be in Chicago. Excited to see him again. Gally from Toronto, one of the best junkies. A lot of people I never met. And many more. So, yeah, man, it's glad to see Junkie Nation is truly international. But my connection kind of sucks here, and I'll probably get cut out. So I will talk to you guys later.
All right.
So you're gone, Hal?
Thank you for co-hosting. Thanks for the co-hosting gig.
Yeah, and I want to thank my sponsors, 5-Hour Energy, which comes in 11 delicious flavors.
We don't have any sponsors yet, Hal. Not yet. All right, Hal. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Okay. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, bro.
All right. God bless.
Peace.
Darn, guys. The only one that we probably missed is Marco from Waco. I mean, to have the Clearwater Beach, to have Jeff, Dean, Hal. You know who I could have used? I could have used a little Nick dropping the word man 20 times in a 60-second conversation. I definitely could have gone with that. Hold on, should I drop it? Drop it while it's hot. There you go. I love Nick though. Nick's from Vancouver though, right? He's from the West Side.
Yeah.
Nick's really cool. A cool guy. I got to hang with him at the Junkie Gathering last year. He's an awesome guy, man. Nick, I hope you're listening. Where the hell you been, fool?
Hey guys, while we have this subject, I wanted to get some of the junkies on this, and I didn't get a chance to do this, but just out of curiosity, what podcasts do you guys listen to, and if anyone's calling, call in. What podcasts do you guys listen to, and also what drew you guys specifically to Junkie?
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, thanks a lot, Proteus. Appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome.
You know what,
Joe?
Man? You know, I listen to too many, man. I'm on the road for like 10 hours a day, and listening to podcasts just makes my day go by so quickly, man. So I got a whole bunch of podcasts. I've listened to, of course, the MMA Roadshow. We got to give much respect to
Morgan.
Those guys, man.
What's
up? I don't miss an episode.
Cold coffee. What up?
Oh,
I don't miss.
Hold on, I gotta do
episode.
That one.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh!
Oh Lord! Here we go. All right, no more of that, Tony. You're getting carried
All
away
right,
over
deal.
Here. Getting carried away.
deal.
I listen to the Co-Main Event podcast. I definitely do not listen to Fighter and the Kid. I mean, whoever listens to that show is just. You can just unfollow me on Twitter right now. I mean, if you listen to the show. And
that's a shot at me, by the way.
If you go to the shows that they do in person, I'm just going to block you. So what do you got, Proteus?
Yeah, no, important question is, I think, which journalist do you see yourself in? And I see myself in Luke Thomas. And I see myself in from the CME. Come on. Why am I forgetting his name?
Chad Dundas?
Ben and Chad. Wow. It is getting late at night over here, guys. Proteus is maybe thinking of one too many of them. I listen to a ton of MMA podcasts. Anywhere from the MMA Hour to the Ian Thomas's show. I do both of the Luke Thomas's shows, the Monday Morning Analyst, and I also do his live chat. I've recently brought on the Kimura, which is also a great show, and we're going to have the host of that show on Sunday, as well as our man on the street, Josh, which I'm super stoked for. We've never had anybody call in from the show besides Hal from the next day. But Hal didn't want to share any secrets, did he? Stayed in Los Angeles. Stayed in Los Angeles. So Josh, being a good Canadian boy, will share some dirt and tell us who was actually there.
you guys are going to kill me because I'm probably the one that listens to the fewest MMA podcasts. I'm partial to Morgan. I love John Morgan. And I love the cold coffee. Yeah, I'm not surprised, mother effers, right? But all right, here's where Joe hangs up on me. Fighter and the Kid, guys. I listen to that. I do because I don't consider it an MMA podcast, and I do listen to Ariel Helwani. I do like listening to the MMA Hour, even though it takes me a week to get through that podcast. But everything else I listen to is I don't consider MMA Junkie a podcast. I don't. I consider it a live show.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy listening to MMA Junkie. You make friends, man. You make friends. You know, they have this thing, the Junkie Gathering, that we've brought up several times, where you know people just go to the show, and Goz has some events lined up for us, and you know, it's pretty much a week of just hanging out with MMA junkies. You know, just like us. You know, I'm at home right now on a Tuesday afternoon. There's nobody I can call to talk MMA with. There's nobody I can invite over to have a beer and talk MMA. So. That's what Junkie Nation is for. That's what Junkie Nation is all about, man. So to me, it's just about.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
This guy here. I'm gonna cut your fingers off, Tony.
All right, guys. Shall we close shop?
I think so, man.
Well, guys, as always.
Well, we're already over the hour.
It's been a pleasure. We're always overtime, guys. But thank God at this hour, I'm not the DJ with the PJs. We enjoyed having, Jeff from Santan Valley, Dean from Georgia, Hal from Chicago, and let's not forget the Clearwater Beach Bad Boy. Gosh, what a way to break in, right, guys? Seat to the Triple B. So from the man down, forgive me, fighting out of the red corner, the man up north, the man who never has to say sorry, follow him at PRODOS, and the man down south, who's all his Lexus, live in Texas, Joe Daddy, follow him at JoeDaddy85, Joe from H-Town, and me, as Joe will tell you, I need the followers, Joe, hit it, DJ Tony Radio, and follow us at another MMA cat, and like that, wow, my God.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
There it is.